KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been a closed-door briefing for members of Congress supplying information about the U.S. military strikes on suspected drug-running boats, particular attention being paid to one strike in international waters off Venezuela.
Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley told lawmakers there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as Congress scrutinizes an attack that killed two survivors of an initial strike on an alleged drug boat near Venezuela. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton was asked if there was the kill order.
No, both. Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says he came away with a different conclusion than Cotton.
In a second strike, they were killed, and in a third and fourth strike, the boat was sunk.
There are mounting questions over whether the strike may have violated the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The military says the latest strike on a suspected drug-running vessel in the eastern Pacific killed four alleged narco-terrorists. A court appearance expected later today for a 30-year-old Virginia man accused of planting two pipe bombs, one outside Democratic, the other outside Republican National Headquarters in D.C. almost 5 years ago. The U.S. Supreme Court allowing Texas to use a new Republican-friendly congressional district map.
The divided court paused a lower court's ruling that the map likely discriminates against racial minorities by diluting voting power of Hispanic and Black Texans. That opinion, which replaces a temporary freeze on the ruling issued by Justice Samuel Alito on November 21st, keeps the map in place for the midterm elections as litigation over the boundaries continues. The high court said the lower court's ruling was improper because it came too close to the election. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Dow futures are up 47 points. NASDAQ futures 86 points higher. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season of generosity.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that Christians are more likely to donate gifts and money to the less fortunate during Christmas than at any other time of the year. More than 4 in 5 Protestant churchgoers say they typically make an extra monetary donation this time of year, while 3 in 4 usually give new items to help others. Most believers are likely to make extra donations to their local church, but many also give to national ministries and charities. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lithuanian court has convicted the leader of one of the parties in the country's coalition government for making anti-Semitic remarks and fined him $6,000. The district court in the capital Vilnius found that Remy Zemetatis incited hatred against Jews, grossly downplayed Nazi Germany's crimes, and grossly minimized the Holocaust. The case relates to social media posts and public statements that he had made. This is SRN News. AI-powered shopping assistants have become a staple in online retail, making shopping easier and more convenient.
This month, new AI tools have launched just in time for the holiday season. Amazon's Rufus chatbot, Walmart's Sparky, and Target's Holiday Gift Finder are among the latest offerings. These chatbots can simplify finding the perfect gift by allowing conversational searches. General-purpose AI shopping tools like those from OpenAI and Google can search multiple sites for personalized recommendations. Bob Agner reporting.
As Iran's currency continues to tumble in value, partly as a result of sanctions against Tehran imposed by the U.S. and others, Iranians who can are stockpiling precious metals as a hedge against inflation. And wealthier investors in Iran are also snatching up diamonds as well as gemstones. More details at srnnews.com.